Karen, K-E-R-E-N, Perry, P-E-R-R-Y, 7-22-65, today's 8-20. This is a 59-year-old woman with advanced extensive history of pulmonary fibrosis, comes in today for urinary tract infections. She's no stranger to urinary tract infections. She's been under care of a urologist in the past who put her on macrodentin, but her pulmonologist had a fit and did not want her to be on macrodentin, so she was switched to different medication, and subsequently she quit taking it after 6 months period. In the paragraph, she has had no nausea or vomiting, no sign of pyelonephritis, but she definitely has what looks like back pain and urinary tract infection type symptoms. She suffers from pelvic pain, fatty liver, UTI, recurrent vaginitis, palpitations, bladder spasm, carotid stenosis, and of course pulmonary fibrosis period. Patient's medications reviewed. Patient also has an appointment with a urologist coming up. Surgery, C-section, medication, see opposite page, allergy, non-covered imposition, maintenance exam, mammogram up to date, Cologuard up to date, social, married over 30 years, she has 4 children, she doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, she's really having a hard time making a decision regarding possible need for lung transplant. Family history, also positive for multiple myeloma, and mother was hit by a drunk driver, died of multiple myeloma, and father died of multiple myeloma. Patients alert, awake, in no distress. Weighs 240 pounds, 98%, 98, 20, 91, 124 of 86. Heart positive, strong positive, is 2, lungs are clear, abdomen, withdrawn, cry, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosa with an lesion. No CVA, tenderness noted, but patient does have back pain. Assessment number 1, UTI. Number 2, Toradol 60 milligram for pain. Number 3, avoid macrodentin. Number 4, Cipro 500. Number 5, she wants a few Tramadol tablets. This is her first time asking. She doesn't have any history of drug abuse. Tramadol 15 tablets given. Next one is hypertension. Next number is history of diabetes. Next number is her regular physician does her hemoglobin A1C and blood work on a regular basis. Next number is UA does show what looks like leukocytes. Next number, patient is to follow up with a urologist regarding a suppressive therapy with a different antibody. Next number is chronic pulmonary fibrosis. Next number is shortness of breath, chronic. Next number is history of flu A in the past. Next number is recurrent pneumonias in the past. Next number, history of vaginitis. Next number is fatty liver. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. I was given ample time to ask questions regarding her condition. Thank you.